Chapter 7, the Z-transform. In this chapter, we introduce the Z-transform, which brings polynomials and rational functions into the analysis of linear discrete-time systems. Perhaps the most important consequence of this viewpoint is a theorem which states that convolution is equivalent to polynomial multiplication. Furthermore, common algebraic operations, such as multiplying, dividing, and factoring polynomials, can be interpreted as combining or decomposing LTI systems. The most common Z-transform functions are rational forms, in which we have a numerator polynomial divided by a denominator polynomial. The roots of these polynomials are the zeros and poles of the system, respectively. The poles and zeros are important because most properties of digital filters can be restated in terms of the locations of these roots. We will use the FIR case to introduce the Z-transform and to present the important concept of domains of representation. We can identify three domains of representation for signals and systems: the time domain, the frequency domain, and the Z-domain. The time domain is where we have sequences, impulse responses, and difference equations. The omega domain, or frequency domain, is the world of frequency responses and spectrum representations. And the Z-domain is the land of poles and zeros. The value of having three different domains is that a difficult analysis in one domain might be much easier in another. Therefore, we need skills for moving quickly from one representation to another. For example, the cascade combination of LTI systems, which requires convolution in the N-domain, is converted into the familiar algebraic skill of polynomial multiplication when Z-transforms are used. It is important, however, to remember that the real domain is the N-domain, where the signals are generated and processed, and where the actual implementation of filters takes place. The frequency domain has physical significance when analyzing sounds, but is seldom used for implementation. The Z-domain exists primarily for its convenience in mathematical analysis and/or synthesis. The relationship between the frequency domain and poles and zeros is the main point of the demos presented in this chapter. The fact that the unit circle is a contour in the Z-plane is illustrated in the Z-to-Freq demo, a graphical view of how the frequency response depends on the proximity of zeros to the unit circle can then be illustrated.